is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Thomas Goodrich. He is the author of a dozen books, and the one that we are talking about today is called Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 to 1947. It makes a wonderful gift. It is a must read. People everywhere should read this book. To get the real view, the real accurate history of what happened after the war. We think, oh, the war was the most terrible thing that happened to Germany. But it was after the war. And this expulsion went on to 1950. We're talking about, you know, 5 years after the war, they are still expelling these people. Still, they are still suffering.
You know, Deanna, we were talking about Russia, and I do want to throw this out, this little story that appeared in Hellstorm. You might remember it. The Germans, yeah, they're dying, you know, almost hourly. Let's say of 100 men you're working with, all Germans, within 2 weeks you're going to lose a quarter of the 25 out of the 100 are going to die from lack of food, being overworked. Well, if you can imagine working in rags and freezing and just You become nothing but a brute, an animal, basically, a mule. And there's this account in there of this poor old Russian babushka. That's a grandma, and she's wearing rags, too. I mean, everybody's wearing rags, not just the prisoners. But you think the entire world's against you. You're somewhere deep in Russia, and you're being driven like a slave. And this old woman passes by you in rags, and she looks at you and says a word or two in Russian, and you can see a tear come out of the side of her eye, dribbling down her cheek, and she clasps your hand, and when she leaves, you open your hand, and there's a ruble. In other words, just when you think it can never get any worse than this, here is someone there that shows pity to you. That's the whole lunacy of this whole episode, is that I talked. You also remember that that Christmas truce between the Germans and the Russians, and unannounced Christmas truce. Here they are fighting in a savage, no quarter war where everybody's—they're not taking prisoners. Everybody's just getting killed, and the battle in the mud and the blood and the ice. And yet, Christmas Eve, unspoken, a truce up and down the lines, where the German, the average German soldier. Fritz, as he's called by the Germans, and the average Russian soldier, the Ivans, as the Germans called him, just decided, hey, we're not going to kill each other for the next few hours at least. Yes, it's true. We Russians officially have no religion anymore, but in our hearts we do. And we're going to stop, and we're just going to basically live for a few hours. And the Germans would do the same thing, and that's what happened. They basically stopped shooting, and eventually they started coming out of their holes, their filthy, muddy holes, and actually met in the middle of this no man's land to essentially say, hi, I'm the guy you've been trying to kill for the last couple of weeks. Do you have any cigarettes? I've got a little schnapps here, a little liquor maybe. But the saddest part of the whole encounter to me was how much they looked alike. Not just their skin color, but the crummy, tattered, mud-spattered uniforms. You couldn't tell the difference. You just couldn't tell any difference there. They were so much alike, and for the next few hours, they tried learning each other's little languages about hello and goodbye and good, bad. They would do that. Things that any guys would do, any young men would do. And, of course, then the truce is over all too soon. They go back to their holes and start killing each other again. But that's without a doubt the saddest part in the whole book to me, is this stupidity, the lunacy of this.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. We are going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back, and we invite your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Thomas Goodrich. He is the author of Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 through 1947. And you also mentioned Solzhenitsyn. And somebody in the chat room provided a quote, and let me quote, we cannot state that all Jews are Bolsheviks, but without Jews, there would never have been Bolshevism. For a Jew, nothing is more insulting than the truth. The blood-maddened Jewish terrorist had murdered 66 million victims in Russia from 1918 to 1957. Unquote. And Rabbi Stephen S. Wise said, and I can't remember the year he said this in, communism is Judaism. And if you've ever read The Conquest of Sorrow or The Harvest of Sorrow by Robert Conquest, he talks about what the Jews did in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to put it mildly, we need to get a handle on this and stop this. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do sometimes, except what we're doing right now is talking about it. You know, we're probably potentially the most educated generation the Earth has ever known. We've got this incredible invention called the Internet that we can tap in, and suddenly the libraries of Earth open up to us. All the ideas and all the facts and figures, it's right there. If you just want to use your fingers and do the shopping and find this out. So there's no excuse anymore for people to plead ignorance. I didn't know this, or I'm sorry, I'd never heard that before.
I guess people don't know what they don't know. And a lot of people have opinions that are not based on knowledge. They are just opinions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's the laziness that bothers me as much as anything. It's how much energy does it take to type in or Google something to find out the answer to it, and then follow that up and go further than that. I guess what I'm saying is, maybe it's always been this way. The Earth has always been populated by people who are too damn lazy to do anything, almost too lazy to live. You know, the American Revolution, 13%, they say, actually engaged in and supported the revolution against Great Britain. 13%. And of that 13%, of course, it's a very small amount were actual fighters, actually, on the front lines. 13%, so that's probably about right. Even today, probably no more than 5, 6, 7, 8% of the people care enough to actually study and learn about a certain situation. For instance, the Jewish control of the of Russia, former Soviet Union, of America, whatever, the cause of struggle in the Middle East right now. It doesn't take a hell of a lot to go to find out what's going on here. It's out there. And I tend to get very disgusted with people who don't even have the curiosity to learn about things like this. But lo and behold, you'll see the letters to the editor, or you'll hear it on certain radio hosts. They're expressing their ignorant opinion. And ignorant, yes, ignorant is what I mean, too. Their opinion, which is basically rehashed info that was given to us years and years ago. And so it gets very frustrating at times. You know, if you've got any callers out there, I'd like to hear what some other people say. I tend to go on quite a bit. You asked me a decent question. I tend to go off on a tree limb here, it seems today.
It's fine. I like it. We're just having a spontaneous conversation. And
well,
we do have a caller.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and take a call from Wes in Idaho. Wes, welcome to the program.
Greetings, Diana and Thomas from cloudy, cool Idaho.
Just call me Tom.
Okay, Tom, I heard you say at the beginning there that you like listening to RBN host Michael Oliver? Rivero.
Oliver, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I have some issues. I like him. He's charismatic. He works really hard. He's great on the banking and Israel issue. But a few here that you would recognize, he continues to blame Hitler and the Nazis for the fire.
Well, I make it a practice not to have listeners bash other hosts. I try to avoid that. And I know that not all the hosts on RBN agree on everything, but...
I understand where you're coming from, both you guys, Deanna and...
Okay, I just want to make it a point to Tom that we are not in agreement on the rights, or whether Poland should have been invaded or not. I think Hitler was justified in doing it.
Now, absolutely. He was justified in going into Poland.
You know, there are other issues, but those, Tom, you should recognize right away.
Yes.
I wanted to greet a new host on RBN. It's James Kelso on Saturday night. I'll bet I'll never have any issues with him. Another a great new book you should both know about is called The Myth of American Meritocracy by Ron Unz, who is a Harvard grad. Subtitle, How Corrupt Are Ivy League Admissions? It's only $3 as a Kindle book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So do you know about that one, Dan?
No, but it sounds like a great one.
Well, it is. It's a great book. I mean, what is going on here? Discrimination is literally holding back progress. I mean, You were talking to Tom earlier about how a genius, 15 years old or whatever, he should not be held back. The road in front of him should be paved. We should give him all the breaks possible. Well, this book, The Myth of American Meritocracy, it shows that the best people are being held back. It doesn't make any difference. You get 100 points on the 100% score on the test. If you are not born with the right mother, you lose 10, 15 points. This is what the book is about.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got it across. Continue with your great programming.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Wes. Somebody called in, and this is very interesting information that I did not know about, is that there's a gentleman by the name of Mark Potok, P-O-T-O-K. He is a spokesman for the Southern Poverty Law Center, and he is the grandson of Lola Potok, who was the commandant at the Gleiwitz German prison camp, and is the one that, she was kind of a terror to all of these Germans that were unfortunate enough to be in her camp.
Yeah, I don't know if I would probably do as much as I could to put distance between me and that name from the past. It's been a while since I've read that book, An Eye for an Eye.
Uh-huh.
But there was nothing good about it, if you know what I'm saying. Anybody who ran a camp must have been one of the greater devils on earth, because the things that occurred there, and for this gentleman, I'm assuming he claims his ancestor, perhaps proudly, since he works for that oily outfit, the Southern Poverty, whatever they call themselves.
Law Center, yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. It's unfortunate that she actually had children, and then they had children, because that's something that should have ended right there. No more, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because they had to be a cold-blooded person to run a camp like that. I understand what Wes is saying also, and I mentioned something about another host on there. I wish I hadn't.
No, it's okay.
Because, yes, we're all, that's what makes this interesting. If we all think, if we all thought just alike, then we wouldn't be having this conversation probably. So
sure. No, it's just something that I try to avoid doing. And I feel like listeners can pick and choose which programs to listen to on RBN. And if enough people tell the truth, then pretty soon the people who may not be who may not understand accurate history, perhaps it'll be an educational process for them too. Because, quite frankly, I was there at one point in time, back when in 2005 when I first started writing articles on the internet. I was under the assumption that Hitler was a terrible person, but if you are really searching for the truth, if you're really looking for the truth, you're going to run into it very quickly.
Yes.
Very quickly. It is not going to take you 20 or 30 years to finally come to a knowledge of the truth.
You're right.
If you're looking for it, you're going to find it quick. And if you don't find it quick, then you're either a liar or an agent.
Yeah, I agree with you. Back in the bad old days, Deanna, back when I had to do my groping for the truth, it was letters, pamphlets, really low-tech stuff, and it took a lot of work to actually get to the bottom of a certain situation. Today, there's no excuse. This stuff is right there available at your fingertips. Yes, you're right. You keep searching for that. You maintain that curiosity. You're going to find it soon enough, and don't
exactly.
run from it. When you find it, do something with it, for crying out loud. Become active.
Absolutely. All righty. We're going to a quick 3-minute break, and when we come back, we'll take Sunny from Idaho. Must be a day for Idahoans to call in.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Deanna, our guest today is our wonderful Thomas Goodrich, the author of Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 to 1947. Came out in 2010. I hope that all of the listeners will purchase a copy and read it. All righty, we do have a caller. We have a couple callers. Let's take Sunny from Idaho. Sunny, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Deanna. Good morning. Good morning, Thomas. Two things real quick. One is I want us to all remember that this technology that we're living with called the Internet and Kindle, and those things can be erased very quickly, and I want to just remind people that books are forever. If you have the opportunity to get something that you can hold in your hands and you can bury in the ground if you have to for future generations so that they can see the mistakes we made, that's very critical. The other thing I wanted to ask is for those who might be new to the subject matter that we're discussing today, we say quite often that World War II was just an extension of World War I. Could you explain, for those of us who might not know, exactly what was the beginning of World War I and how that brought down the wrath on Germany to begin with? And that's all I have, and God bless you both. And Dan, you are the consummate professional. I love you. Goodbye.
Oh, thank you.
She sounds sweet. Deanna, you're better. You're more versed in that than I am.
Okay, it started in 1848. this plan against Germany. It started with the Bolshevik or the Socialist Revolution in Europe, and there were a lot of them going on. And then you had the unification of the German states in 1871. But from 1848 forward, you had a lot of Jewish influence in Germany. They literally took over everything by 1878. Then following World War I, which they instigated in order to create the State of Israel with the Balfour Declaration, they made a lot of agreements with the Brits, or who our friend Veronica calls the Britsies. And then you had the Versailles Treaty, and this is all very, you know, brief, mm-hmm. concise. Mm-hmm. You had the Versailles Treaty, which just demonized the Germans terribly, terribly. In fact, the Jews started thinking about war in 1906 and started planning for war. And one of the things that they found very very appealing in Jerusalem or in Palestine was the Dead Sea, because they discovered, and it was actually a German scientist that discovered, that the Dead Sea was absolutely full of valuable minerals, and in 1948 it was worth $5 trillion. But because of a German scientist that whose work was co-opted by a Jewish person back in 1906, they decided that they needed to have that land. And so they're really not ethnic. They have no ethnic connection to that land. But they just decided, they are actually Khazars, but they decided that they would exploit religion, exploit the Bible and everything, and claim that they had a right to Palestine, which they then agreed to with the Brits. And then, of course, you have the Versailles Treaty, which just asked for reparations from Germany, and they really didn't start the war. There was a false flag. There was actually a couple of false flags. The Lusitania, which was in English waters, and a submarine fired on it, and it was because the Lusitania was carrying ammunition to the Brits from America. And the Germans had put an ad in the New York Times and other newspapers here in this country warning Americans not to sail on British ships because of this issue that they were carrying arms and that they would be fired upon, which was the Germans' right to do because they were actually carrying ammunition designated for Britain. There was a false flag, and it brought Germany in. Germany was in the war because of the assassination of a couple of people, Sophia and Frederick. What was their last name? But they were the sovereigns of Austria-Hungary. And that was in August of 1914, which started the war. And then you had America come in 1917, and it was because of the Jews in this country, specifically the Justice of the Supreme Court, who brought the Americans into the war, and they it was the Jews that actually brought them in. And so then you had all of this money from America. Okay, we'll be right back. 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. Not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
And our guest today is Thomas Goodrich. He is the author of Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 through 1947. And as I was mentioning, Louis Brandeis was a justice of the Supreme Court. He was put on the Supreme Court by Wilson. He was, in fact, during the campaign of Woodrow Wilson, he was an advisor, a financial advisor, and they met together for about 3 hours on Woodrow Wilson's first campaign visits and everything, and was thereafter put into onto the Supreme Court in 1916, I think it was in June of 1916, and he was a Zionist. Just a really big Zionist. He was in charge of the Zionist operation here in this country, beginning probably in 1908, 1910. And so here he is on the Supreme Court. He is continues to be an advisor both regarding the war and regarding Zionist operations. And so he probably is the foremost person that got us into World War I. And, of course, that was after the implementation of the Federal Reserve Act. And so you had all this money that could be printed up in order to lend to other countries and in order to facilitate a war. And then after the war, then you, oh, and it was the Archduke, that was killed along with his wife in August. It was Archduke Franz Ferdinand, and this was the false flag that they used to start the war to begin with. But then when you look at the people who were engaged in this particular false flag, you recognize that they belonged to the Black Hand and that they were, part of a Freemasonry kind of an operation, which was set up. And if you look at any kind of political assassination, it is always, it usually benefits the Jews. Whether you're looking at JFK or whether you're looking at Franz Ferdinand or anybody else. The benefactors always remain the Jews. And as far as the First World War, Wilhelm did everything possible to prevent war. In fact, he was one of the political leaders in Europe that was saying, we don't need a war, we cannot have a war. But he, you know, he was just sort of shoved into it because he made an alliance with Austria-Hungary. And then that the assassination occurred, and here he was stuck. So, and then after the war, you had the Versailles Treaty, and you had people who were writing at that point. You had a person who was writing about their plan, an economic plan for Germany, and that was part of the Versailles Treaty. In order to destroy them economically. And then, fast forward to 1933, and you had the international Judaic threat or assault, economic assault, boycott on Germany. So it was a leftover from the Versailles Treaty.
You know, Deanna, when you're going through that, I'm thinking, let's just assume the Earth survives another 300, 400 years, whatever. That may be giving it way too many years, but let's just assume that there's some people talking about this period right now, that from 1848, as you started out, all the way up to the present. What do you think they're going to call this period right through here? What is this going to be? Is this going to be the Neo-Dark Ages or the, the Paleo-Stone Age or whatever? Because at times, don't you yourself feel a little bit like a BB in a boxcar bouncing around there, like, what on earth can we possibly do to terminate this almost interminable wars that we're going through? What on earth can we do? I mean,
I think that we're doing it in some small way by talking about the truth so that people understand what happened. If we are unaware of history, if we're totally just do not know what happened in the past, we are not going to be able to understand what is going on now. And there are so many commonalities in the wars. Even if you look back, starting with the Spanish-American War, where the American military was waterboarding these Filipinos when we invaded the Philippines.
Right. Yeah.
And it's the same doggone thing.
Let me give you another example. Back to the 13%, the American Revolution we were talking about. 13%. That leaves 87% that is not involved in the American Revolution. I remember in the 80s. When George the Elder was president, and my little boy and I, we were headed off. We were going to go up to Maritime Canada, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, maybe even Labrador. But when we left, it was one of the polls said that roughly 80-some% of the people, American people, don't want to go to war with Iraq, because Iraq was there were some things going on then. That's when I left. When I came back about a month and a half later, it was just the opposite. That's how quickly public opinion changed. From 5 to 6 weeks, where however long I was gone, it was just the opposite. Of course, and then Kuwaiti babies are being thrown out of incubators, and people ate that up. And you're right. But I think unless a larger percentage of the people start having some brains for a change. And I don't know if that's ever going to happen. They're going to continue to shop at Walmart. They're going to continue to go to the baseball games. They're going to continue to have their meth pipes, things like that. And so And I'm talking basically the Western people. I'm talking about people that we're related to. It just seems hopeless sometimes because these people do vote. Let's face it. They're the ones that vote to say, yes, we want to go to war with Iraq because we don't like the Kuwaiti babies being thrown out of incubators, or we don't want a madman having weapons of mass destruction. I'm talking about Saddam Hussein. And so we've got this easily led, ignorant multitude,
sure,
roughly 80-some percent out there at least, and they do vote. Maybe the problem is democracy. One man, one vote, or one man, one woman, one vote, whatever. Maybe that just doesn't work. Maybe it never will work because the population is so easily led by those who want to lead it down a bad path, a wrong way.
Sure. And even those Iraqi babies, the babies thrown out of the incubators, I think that was Tom Lantos that brought the actress girl in, who was the daughter of an ambassador, to tell that story. And Lantos was Jewish.
Yeah, I mean, they play to the emotion. Yeah, and most of our people are led by emotion. They're not led by the brain. They're not led by brains. They're led by, I hate to say it, but heart. Even though it's a gullible, stupid, naive approach, still, they pay taxes. They go off and fight wars. They want to be studs. They want to come back with a lot of medals saying how many towel heads they killed over there.
Sure.
So maybe that's the problem. Maybe democracy was never meant to work because there's just too many stupid people out there.
Yes, I agree. All right, let's take some phone calls. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Diana. You are kind of more of a champion for German people and for the people that have been victimized for such a long time than those whose mandate it should be to be their champion and who are getting a paycheck for it.
I agree with you, Werner. Guten Tag.
Yeah. Guten Tag. Since you mentioned there about this incident there in Iraq, about where this daughter of the politician, where she made this emotional speech about the babies in incubators, I think when, as a private person, if I publish or produce hate speech, I become subject to the criminal code. We have seen what happened to Eric Sundel and many other people who were truth seekers. Maybe it is high time that the media whores are being made responsible for the hatred they are ripping up based on lies and not on facts.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you have an ethnic media. I mean, if you look at the ownership of the five major media corporations, which are also, you have people like General, or corporations like General Electric, who make a lot of money by going to war. It's all really about money. When you look at everything, it's about money, it's about the ownership of all the resources of the earth, and when you think about who owns those resources, when you look at the small minority who have the most, who own and control most of the resources of the earth, it's the same people. And it's very, unless you point out who those people are, then it's impossible to really get down to fighting them.
Maybe it's time for class action international lawsuits.
That sounds good to me, Werner. We need some courageous individuals, some courageous attorneys willing to give up their time to push things like this to the United Nations. Basically, I'm tired of it myself. I'm tired of one war after another and all for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Certainly there must be some courageous lawyers out there that they...
Well, as I say, but courageous lawyers need courageous people to support them.
Yes, yes. Maybe a better day. And again, we're living in high times right now. We can communicate freely. And we must guard that freedom, the freedom to communicate freely on the Internet. Must guard that first and foremost, because I do believe a better day is ahead. And we're not, I really sense that. I feel that. Sometimes I get very despondent, but
Well, I remember there a few years ago, at one time I used to listen every so often there to Oprah, and there was a black elderly lady. And she said, when a door gets closed, God opens another window.
Oh, that's true.
Sometimes, no matter how dismal the situation is, and we think we're in a dead-end street, then some kind of a situation comes along and gives us hope again.
Yes, you know, I mentioned 200 or 300, 400 years from now, what will people say about this period we're living through? They may say, I don't know how those people dealt with it, because they couldn't see what we now know. In other words, one year, it looks terrible, as dark as it's ever been in Earth's history, and then suddenly the sun comes out. It could be that quickly. It could be one person who stands up and says, that's it, I'm not taking this anymore, and they do something. And the herd follows, just like the buffalo used to migrate in America twice a year. Who was that first buffalo that finally turned south to go back down for the winter, or turned north to go up for the summer to get the green grass? And then they all followed. Maybe we've got one such buffalo out there, and we don't even know about it right now, who's going to turn this train wreck around. But right now it does seem very dark at times. But
yeah, go ahead.
But it's easy to say be hopeful and think positive. It's also rather hard to live through this time right now. When a Russian president right now seems to be the most stand-up guy in the world. I'm talking about Putin, Vladimir Putin. He seems to be the only stabilizing force in the world right now. Everything else is a bunch of imbeciles. And all they can talk about is nuclear this, nuclear that. Let's have a war. Let's go kill somebody off. Let's take sides. Whereas Putin seems to be the only one basically standing up for sense and sensibility at this point. And I never realized I'd ever say that about a Russian premier, but it's true.
Well, he does have some affiliations with Netanyahu that I strongly suspect that he is probably just as controlled by the Jews as some of the other politicians in this country.
You're in a better position than me to judge that. I just, right now, it seems like their sponsorship of Syria and Iran are the only reasons that they haven't become glass parking lots, as some people urge. That's what it seems to me, Deanna. But again, I'm not in a position you are, so...
Well, Werner, we do have some other callers. Did you have another question?
There are so many of the so-called churches. They are more of the cheerleaders for war than they're the cheerleaders for peace. And it is outright disgusting.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely. They should be ashamed of themselves. All righty. Thank you so much, Werner.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's take Rick in Austin. Rick, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Tom, did I hear you correctly earlier in the show when you said you're working on a book about the Japanese involvement in World War II?
Yes, Rick.
I have one simple question for you. I know that you've got to cover Unit 731, and my question is, did you find it much more difficult to unearth information on that unit and its activities than you did on the truth about World War II and the German people? Because I'm finding that the trolls seem to be hyperactive when it comes to the details of that unit. And, of course, you know, those guys that perpetrated the crimes are lauded today. So I'd just like to hear your comments on that.
Well, Rick, let me say this. First of all, I'm very early in the research of this. And yes, as you note, it's much more difficult animal for me right now because of the language problems. And it does seem as though the Allies, the victorious Allies, have done a much better job at covering the crimes than they did in Europe. It doesn't hurt that that I speak a little German and I can read some certain things, and that the victims of World War II in Europe also understand English and translations. And so it was much easier to research that. Right now, all I can say is from what I have found in this rather short period of research on the Japanese book, unbelievable. Some of the things almost approach what happened to the Germans. Just for for instance, the nuking of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Truman just had to do that. He had these toys, and he just had to try them out. If he'd had 100, he would have used them too. He would have irradiated the entire, all of the Japanese islands. That was the mindset at the time. And yeah, true. Japan was ready to surrender. I think you probably already know this, Rick, and probably a lot of the listeners do too. Japan was more than ready to surrender. But nope, we just had to basically keep insisting that we were going to take the emperor away, and they didn't go for that, so we let them have it. And
all righty, we are going to a break, gentlemen. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned. Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Thomas Goodrich. He is the author of some wonderful books, including Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 through 1947. And with regard to Japan, there was a Colonel Murray Sanders. He was a bacteriologist and an assistant professor at Columbia University. He joined the military, and his superiors assigned him to do research at Fort Detrick. Thereafter, he went to Tokyo, made a deal with MacArthur, General MacArthur, and the U.S. granted immunity to Unit 731 because the physicians, or because the U.S. government wanted their conclusions so that they could implement biological warfare, against whomever they wanted to, including their own citizens. So that's why they escaped prosecution. And ultimately, the guy that was in charge of Unit 731, Ishii, presented lectures on chemical warfare at Fort Detrick to U.S. Army specialists. And so that's why they escaped prosecution. But anyway. All righty. Should we take another call? Let's take Eddie in Ohio. Eddie?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm just going to make this very brief. America doesn't have an immigration problem or a war problem or a crime problem or a gun problem or any other kind of problem other than the Jewish problem. Get rid of these damn Jews, okay, and everything will fall into place. All these people that come here from wherever they came from, they'll go back because the economy of their country will improve, okay. There'll be peace in the world. I mean, who killed Christ? And I could just go on and on and on, but I get all choked up, Deanna.
Okay,
that's
well,
all I have to say.
Okay, thank you, Eddie. Your comments, right. Tom.
There's something seriously wrong with the world right now. I don't know. Well, maybe I shouldn't say anything because I don't know where to take this, except that one of the greatest issues of our times, it's true, is the Jewish control of America, the media, banking, and what they do with it. It's not so much that they own and operate and control it, it's how it's being used, like a sledgehammer against us, for one more after another, and virtual enslavement. So in a sense, yes, I do agree, and I'm not sure how to correct this. I wish it doesn't do any good to wish, I suppose, but gosh, I wish everybody just play fair and square. Let's get along. Let's tackle some bigger issues. Let's conquer Mars. Let's go beyond the solar system and see what's out there instead of squabbling down here in this muck. I know that's a simplistic, answer or statement, rather, but it's the best I can do right now.
Sure. Well, we do have a problem. We have a lot of problems, and every day I think, oh, this must be the biggest problem that we face. Mm-hmm. But when you look at all of the problems altogether, you think, my goodness. I mean, whether you're talking about chemtrails or whether you're talking about fracking or whatever, we have a lot of serious problems, and people need to wake up to these problems so that we can do something about them. Thank you so much, Tom, for being on the program today.
Well, thank you, Deanna, for having me.
All righty. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, caller, the last two callers, we couldn't get to you, but we'll talk with you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.